Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A Blue Angels fighter jet pilot was killed today when his F-18 jet crashed at the Smyrna, Tennessee airport near Nashville. Navy spokesman Harry Gill.
The pilot of the jet was taking off to start the afternoon practice when the mishap occurred. Name of the pilot is being withheld pending next of kin notification requirements. The other five Blue Angels were not involved in the incident and landed safely moments later.
No one on the ground was injured. And a U.S. Air Force Thunderbird jet also crashed today during a flyover just after President Obama gave the commencement speech to the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. That pilot ejected from the plane and is okay. In Fort Hood, Texas, three soldiers are dead, six are missing after their truck washed away in a low water crossing at a swollen creek. The Army says three soldiers were rescued and that military aircraft, canine search teams, and swift water rescue watercraft are being used in the search for the missing soldiers. Hillary Clinton says electing Donald Trump as president would be a historic mistake for the U.S., saying his vision for America is all wrong.
He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
Her comments came in a foreign policy speech in San Diego today. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan is now endorsing Trump. In a column in his hometown newspaper, the House Speaker says the two have differences, but he tells the AP he has now reached a comfort level with Trump. And he says he's confident Trump will help turn the House's GOP agenda into laws. An autopsy report released today says Prince died of a painkiller overdose. The music icon died in April at the age of 57. From Minnesota Public Radio, Reham Fashir has more.
The autopsy report by Minnesota Medical Examiner says Prince Rogers Nelson died from self-administered fentanyl. The drug is a powerful opiate, similar to, but stronger than morphine. The long-awaited autopsy report also concludes Prince's death was an accident. The superstar weighed 112 pounds when he died on April 21st at his home and recording studio, Paisley Park. Prince was cremated 2 days later. The medical examiner released few details and said law enforcement officials will continue their investigation. Prince would have turned 58 this month. For NPR News, I'm Rehan Fashir in St. Paul.
Another General Motors recall over the Takata airbag problem. GM is now adding up to 1.9 million SUVs and trucks from the 2007 to 2011 model years. GM had balked at adding the vehicles, saying the parts are unique to its trucks and SUVs and they don't pose a safety risk. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration disagreed, forcing the recall. Wall Street higher by the closing bell today. The Dow up 48 points, the Nasdaq up 19, the S&P 500 up 5. This is NPR News. In Paris, rising water from the Seine River is threatening artwork at the Louvre Museum. That's forcing the closing of the museum tomorrow to move that artwork to higher floors, although officials say the most famous painting, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, will stay put because it's already on the upper floors. Floods have swamped parts of France, Germany, and Belgium this week, killing at least five people and trapping thousands in homes or cars. The NBA Finals begin tonight in Oakland, California, and it's a rematch of last year's championship contest between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State won last year and is a slight favorite to repeat, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the Warriors are facing a much different Cleveland team.
In last year's finals, the Cavaliers were missing two injured stars, forward Kevin Love and point guard Kyrie Irving. Now they're healthy. They're expected to provide a scoring spark, although their defense may be a liability against the high-scoring Warriors. There's no shortage of storylines here. Cleveland's most important player, LeBron James, grew up in nearby Akron and is trying to lead the championship-starved Cavaliers to their first title. The Warriors are led by sharpshooting guards extraordinaire Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Golden State is trying to win a second straight title and validate a record-setting regular season in which they won 73 games. With a championship, the Warriors could lay claim to the title best single-season team ever. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Asia markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan is down 2.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up nearly 0.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.